like to share with you from the Gospel according to St. Luke, out of the first chapter. I read verses 26 through 33. The Bible reads, "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Verse 28, And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Supporting scripture this morning come from Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. The base of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. There are times when purpose takes precedence over plans. There's a time when purpose takes precedence over plans. If you don't hold on and hold out, then you will find yourself wondering around, wondering which way you want to go. But if you know the Lord our God this morning, then you know that it's just a test, and a test only lasts for a while. And the good thing is knowing that regardless of what you may think, you can come out on top. All you got to do is just trust God and hold on, as the songwriter said. Just keep on trusting that God is going to be right there and do what needs to be done in your life this morning. So we are thankful that God has blessed us and allowed us another opportunity to come. We thank God this morning for this wonderful choir lifting up the name of Jesus in song, and for our musicians this morning, for all the people of God that participating in ministry, that are being a witness to the power and the love of God, and to those of you that thought it not robbery to get out of the comfort of your bed and to come to the house of God this morning. And you didn't come just to be here to just to say I came, but somebody really came to give to God some praise. Somebody came to tell the Lord, Lord, I want to thank you that you brought me this far, and we are this close into another year, and to the end of another year. So, God, I want to thank you for all that you have done. It has been good to be on the Lord's side, because when you're on the Lord's side, you know that somehow, some way, things will work out for your good. But we also understand that being on the Lord's side does not exempt you from going through the everyday trials and tribulations of life. How many saved folk in here got some problems? How many saved folk in here still got some aches and some pains going on in your body? And even though you are closer to the Lord than what you used to be, how many of you know that that's when the enemy really started to try to rob you and try to knock you down and try to discourage you and from getting the thing that God would have you to have? And you got to tell the enemy where to get off at. You got to talk to him and let him know that you belong to the power of a loving God. And so I thank God for being that God that is full of mercy, that has showered his love and his grace upon us and allowed us to come together on this last first Sunday of 2016. Still holding on and offering praises to the Lord our God. From January until this point right now, we've been talking about how much we love the Lord and how much we want to do the thing that God would have us to do. And so I'm so grateful to God that he not only blessed us on Thanksgiving Day, but we recognize him to be a God that should be thanked every day. Every day ought to be a day of thanksgiving. Every day you ought to thank God for the meal that he's allowed you to have. And it might not be turkey with the trimmings, but as long as you got a piece of meat or a piece of bread. And I found out sometimes you don't even have to have meat. All you got to have is some bread, some potatoes, or some beans, or just anything to get rid of hunger. You ever heard the old folks say, oh, I just need to get rid of hungry. They go in there and find anything, and they all right. We got to go and try to buy something out. We got to try to fix something special. But sometimes you don't need special to get rid of a hunger pain. All you need is just something. A cracker will do it sometimes. We serve a God that has blessed us to where we have come to a place as poor as we have been to where we are very choosy about what we eat and where we eat and whether we're going to eat or not. But we got to understand, in order to have strength, you got to eat. You got to be someone that trusts the power that God has given you and know that God will be with you every step of the way. I stand before you this morning in total gratefulness to a promise-keeping God, one that has been with us every day and have allowed us to stand and to do the things that he would allow us to do. I'm grateful today because some 36 years ago on today at 6 p.m., I stood in this very spot and I delivered what we call at that time my trial sermon. We sort of soften it up now. We call it your initial sermon now. So it's not like putting you on trial and make you all nervous like they did us in the old day. I was so messed all up. I remember just like it was yesterday. I stood back there in the study with Dr. Betts, and as we were waiting, and I shared with him how nervous I was, the only thing I was doing was standing in the mirror combing my little bit of hair. Just so nervous, I couldn't even sit down. I couldn't eat the night before. I couldn't sleep the night before. If something had a hold of me, and I just didn't know what it was. And so I told Doc, I said, I'm so afraid, but I know what I got to do. And so he shared with me at that very moment. He said, you just thank God, and you always trust that as long as you have some fear in you, you are dependent on God and not yourself. And so I've taken it every step of the way. So I've learned that in the times, even if I get nervous, don't let the people know that you're nervous. See, sometimes you don't need to make any excuses. You just do what you got to do. And if you don't get it right that time, you get it right the next time. Then you got to declare who is the judge to say what's right and what's wrong. Any one of us ought to be able to share a little bit of good news. We don't have any trouble carrying bad news, so we ought to be able to tell some good news sometimes. And I'm so grateful that God has blessed me. I made the statement as I stood. I told you, it's just like it was yesterday. I said, welcome to the first day of the rest of my life. Because at that point right then, even though I had ran from God for a mighty long time, I had my mind made up. Whatever, Lord, you want me to do, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it for the rest of my days. And I find folks sometimes that don't understand ministry, don't understand relationship with people and God. And they have the audacity to say, are you still preaching? Well, if I'm still breathing, I'm still preaching. Even if I'm laid on the bed and I can't come out here, I can preach in my bedroom. I can preach on the telephone. I can preach on the computer. I don't have to be in your presence to tell you the good news. And another thing we got to understand is that you don't have to have a title to share the good news. Anybody in here know something about Jesus? And you don't have Reverend so-and-so on your name, but you can tell them about how good God is. You can tell them who woke you up this morning. You can tell them that there's no doubt in your mind that when I need God the most, God will step right in. Is anybody in here glad that God stepped into your situation? God made you realize that it wasn't all about you, because he is a mighty God. He is an unchanging God. He is an omnipresent God. And God promised us that he would go with us all the way, even to the end of the world. And I thank God, because he said, I'll never forsake you. I'm so glad that God has always kept his promise. I'm alive this morning because he is who he is. I'm here to tell the story one more time, that God is real, that God is yet still alive, and there's nothing that my God cannot do. You got to get to a place and have a relationship with that being that we call God. It's all right to have a zeal of him, but you got to go a little further than that. You got to go more than hearsay. You got to stop worrying about what they said he can do. And once you had your hand in his hand and he brought you through some storms and some rain, then you got a testimony for yourself. Isn't it good to be able to tell somebody, I know what the Lord can do? Because I had time when I was down on my bed of affliction and it wasn't nobody but God stepped right in and pulled the pain right out of my body. It was God that watched over me all through the night when I was laying there suffering and didn't know whether I was going to make it or not. But God stepped in and made everything all right. And that same God that I'm talking about, not only has he done it for me, but he's done it for Sister Davis. He's done it for Brother Borders there. He's done it for Brother Holmes there. And not only that, he'll do it for you. You ought to be glad to be a witness this morning. You ought to be glad to be able to tell somebody that I serve a possible God. But the Bible declared with men, some things are impossible, but not with God. You know, I don't think I forgot how to do this after all. That there's something about standing up and talking about the power of God. There's something about letting go and letting God have his way. See, it's not all about you. It's not all about me, but it's about the spirit of a mighty God. Aren't you glad that God allowed his son to be born? We getting ready to celebrate another holiday, and it's not your time. It's not your birthday. It's Jesus' birthday. And because he lives, hallelujah to the name Jesus. Anybody glad the Lord lives? How many of you know that without him, we wouldn't even have our being? I couldn't move if it wasn't for the Lord. A sound couldn't come out of my mouth if it was not for the Lord. I couldn't tell you that the Lord will make a way if I've never been in a situation where I didn't know the way. Anybody been at the crossroads of life and didn't know which way to go? You got to understand that you can't follow the crowd all the time. Sometimes you got to go where there's only a few. See, a lot of folks like to be where the big crowd at. They want to hear somebody call their name. They want to feel like they're all of that in a bag of chips. But how many of you know that the higher they push you up, that's the farther you're going to have to fall when you come back down? Did anybody know that when you began to fall, there's not going to be nobody down there with a net? Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Isn't it good to have that invisible net? That invisible wall of protection that is all around you. I don't know about you, but I heard what David said in the time of trouble. So you hadn't always been holy. You hadn't always been on the Lord's side. But I wonder where are the sinners that been converted at? I wonder where are the ones that realized that I didn't like the way that I was living, so I went to the Lord God in prayer. And I asked the Lord to forgive me for my wrongdoing. Am I talking to anybody in here? Realize that it's not all about what you've done, but it's about who you belong to. Anybody ever took the time? Now, hallelujah to the name Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to slow down just a tad, just a tad, just a tad. Whew. God has been so good. And his love for us is so intense that he allowed his son to die for our sins. We think about what all the Lord God has done for us. There shouldn't be any doubt in our mind, and we ought to have a mind to praise the Lord our God. There's a song that says that good as God has been to me, I can't afford not to praise his name. It's you ought to be ashamed of yourself if somebody got to make you say, thank you, Jesus. You ought to be ashamed if somebody got to make you say, hallelujah to the name Jesus. Is there anybody that know that when you call on the name Jesus, things will begin to happen? When you call on the name of Jesus, your enemy will begin to flee. When you call and stand on the name Jesus, it don't matter what the weapon is that they're going to put upon you, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper because you belong to the power of a loving God. You ever been knocked down? And I come to let you know it's all right to get knocked down, but how many of you don't mind getting back up? So, all right, devil, you thought you had me, but I got away. You got some things going on, but I know that I am a child of the mighty King. I've had some good days, and I had some bad days. Anybody had any bad days in here? I could say it. I don't look like what I've been through. Is that anybody's story in here? So somebody here has been going through pain and suffering. Somebody's body is in pain right now. But they've looked beyond the pain. Realize that I'm a child of the mighty King. And it's cloudy on the outside. But I thank God this morning for the sunshine that is in my soul. I belong to the power of a loving God. And because he lives, I'll live again. Because he lives, everything is going to be all right. I don't care what you call me this morning, but I know that I am a child of the King. And I just stopped by Foul Chapel to let somebody know to hold on. Hold out. Your time is coming. Anybody want a miracle? Your miracle is on the way. There's a miracle with your name on it. Anybody want to get that miracle? Then you better open up your mouth. Call on the name of a loving God. I thank God this morning because when I look at where the Lord has brought me from, I can't help but tell my God, thank you. Somebody said, look where he brought me from. I was lost and I was in a mess of sin. But God reached down in the dirt and the miry clay, picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on a solid ground. And now that I'm standing on solid ground, I got solid footing right now. So when the wind blow, I blow with the wind. And it blow back, I blow back with the wind. But I'm going to hold my balance, because when I get ready to fall, God got his hand at my back and he pushed me back up on my feet. Am I talking to anybody in here that the enemy thought that he had you all pressed out, had you stressed out about this, that, or the other? But you learn how to say you are a liar. The truth is not in you. And I'm going to serve the power of a loving God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God will handle things in his own time. And I'm so happy and excited about who God is. I'm happy that I'm still standing on the wall. Believe it or not, there was a time that I was a quiet person. Didn't say very much. Didn't have a whole lot to do with a whole lot of other folk, because I had my church folk. Because of my church folk and my friendship with them, everything was just wonderful. Then all of a sudden, things began to change. You know how I didn't realize as much as I love God, but I was in the church, but the church wasn't really in me. But I stood and stayed there long enough. And I never shall forget, I had some running parties. Oh, we had some good parties. We had some good times. And a whole lot of them things I can't tell you about up in here. But God knew everything that we've done, every step along the way. And my good friend, they went to Philadelphia one weekend. And I didn't get a chance to go because I had to go sing. I told you I was in the church, but the church really wasn't in me. And I had to go sing, and I couldn't go with them. But when they got back, my life had changed. They come back looking for when we going to have the next party. All right. I told them, I don't know about y'all, but Lord want me to preach. All right. They were like, what in the world? We ain't been gone for 2 days. I had a lot of plans for my life. And I thought that I was going to be some big-time model. I thought I was going to be a flight attendant. They mama prayed my job down because she scared to fly. She didn't want me flying. I put it on mama, but it was the Lord. The Lord realized that you can't be jumping here and there because I got a job for you to do. So there are times when we make plans. And I made those plans for my life, but I didn't realize that God had purpose. And that made me understand that there are times when purpose takes precedence over your plans. Now, every one of us in here have had a time where we made plans to do this, that, or the other. But now, I love to go to the book of James. And James said, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell, and get gain. Whereas ye know not what should be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. I don't care what your plans may be for this evening. There's no guarantee that you're going to be able to follow through on your plans. Sometimes it is not by anything that you've done, but sometimes it's beyond your control. Sometimes it's just the power of God stepping in and interceding on your behalf, because I believe that when the scripture said that when I am tempted, God will offer me a way to escape. So there are times when I may have planned to do something, but God will put a detour in your plan. Anybody in here ever had plans and you say, I had all these plans and all of them fell through? But just because your plan fall through, that don't mean you give up on life. That don't mean that whatever it was, that it may not be for you, but just not right now. That there's something that you're not going to have right now. There's something you got to wait on the change and the power of a loving God. The prophet Isaiah was often encouraging words to the people of Israel when he began to let them know that when you go through the things that you're going through, and you're in the rut that you're in because of your own disobedience. You have been disobedient to God. You turn your back on God, and God is going to strip you down and take everything away from you. But because he is a loving God, he will allow you to go to him in prayer. When you go to God in prayer and you have a sincere, repentant spirit, then God will make some changes in the conditions that you are going through. So that's why Isaiah says here that my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your thoughts, your ways, my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I know the plans that I have for you. I know the things that I want you to do in life. And you might not feel like you are worthy, but I'm the one that called you. I'm the one that chose you. I'm the one that will qualify you. So don't matter what they say. Obey God rather than man. Don't matter if they don't want to hear you, because the Bible declares, so shall my word be that it goeth out of my mouth, that it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. So in other words, when the word of God comes out to you, if you take that word and use it as God has intended, then that word will bring you through. That word will cover you. That word will make you understand that you are not in it all by yourself. That word will let you know this morning that as we look at our supporting text, that everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So there is a purpose for all things. Now, King Solomon, he went out and he found out a whole lot about life, but he found out that of all the things that make men tick, don't nothing really move you to the degree that you're going to get beyond who God is. Because he said the final conclusion is, fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Everything, there is a season, a time to every purpose under the heaven. God has established the patterns of life. And all of our labors, whether they be for an appointed time or a predetermined occurrence, God already knows what you got to go through. And so because he is all-knowing, you ought to be able to trust the power of a loving God. I want to let you know this morning that we began to think about having plans and good intentions. Our purpose sometimes take priority, which overrides and take precedence over the things that you have for your plan. A plan is something that is intended, or a scheme, or a method. But the purpose is a single-minded, an object of intention, a reason, or a goal. There are times when you might have a plan, and you want to work that plan out and do the thing that you think that even God wants you to do. But if it's not in God's plan, You got to realize that God knows exactly what you're going to do. And I just want to let you know this morning that every one of us got to understand that God knows everything there is to know about us. And is there anybody in the house this morning that realized that I made some plans for my life? Now, I just want to let you know about a story that you've already heard about. But isn't it good sometime when you get a good story? That story ought to be told over and over again. Well, I know you heard about this virgin by the name of Mary. Little girl there was sitting there and realized that I have some plans. I have plans because I've been betrothed to a man by the name of Joseph. Now, we understand that in that particular time, that was a time it was more important than what we call our engagement. Because that betrothal was just almost like a legal binding that you were already bound by the law. The law of the land said that Mary was to be Joseph's wife. But she realized that on one occasion, as she was there making plans for to be a brand new bride, and she began to contemplate about the thing that she was going to do to make Joseph happy. One day she was sitting there and the Bible declared that it was in the sixth month of Elizabeth going through her time. And as she was going through, the Bible declared that there was an angel by the name of Gabriel. The angel came down to Nazareth. He came and he stepped in the room where Mary was. And he said, I know that you are espoused to a man whose name is Joseph. He is from the house and the lineage of David. And as he began to talk to Mary, the angel came in unto her. He said, Hail thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Think about all of the other virgin women that were walking around in the land. But there was something special about Mary. I just stopped by to let you know that when God got a purpose for your life, it doesn't matter what kind of plans you've made. God has a way to change your plan. She realized that I'm getting ready to be a wife. But now here come the angel Gabriel saying that you're going to have a son and you're going to call his name Jesus. Well, Mary thought, how in the world is that going to happen? I'm a virgin and I've never been with a man. But I want to let you know that when you're highly favored by God, when God got something that he wants you to do, God had the power to come down from on high. And God will bless your very soul. I thank God that God touched Mary's mind and made Mary realize that you hadn't done anything wrong. But the power of the Holy Ghost. See, we got a whole lot of folk walking around talking about that I'm favored, highly favored in the Lord. All of us are highly favored. Mary was highly favored. But I thank God that not only was she favored, but God had purpose for her life. The purpose was to let her know that you're going to bring about a son. And this son is going to be great. He's going to be wonderful. He's going to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's something about your son. He's going to make a change in the way that people live. He'll make a change in the way that they think about life. So as Mary began to make her plans, she realized that my plan done changed because I got to follow the purpose of a loving God. I got to do what the Lord God wants me to do. She said, I am nothing but a servant. And oh Lord, by your word, I'll do exactly what you told me to do. I just thought, somebody tell somebody right here in the Fowl's Chapel Baptist Church that you got to be obedient to the power of God. You got to trust the word of God. You got to know that God's word will always be right there. And is there anybody in the house this morning that know that God is right by your side? You see, I want to let you know about a man by the name of Jesus. He came for one purpose. To die for your sin, to die for my sin, to allow us an opportunity to have life. And after we die, we're going to have life again. See, the people of God, they had planned to get rid of Jesus. And they crucified him and they killed him, buried him in a borrowed tomb. But they tell me that early in the morning, he got up out of that tomb with all power in his hand. See, they had a plan, but God had another purpose. When God got a purpose in your life, you can hold on to God's unchanging hand. man, and God will make a way out of no way. So I stop by to tell somebody that sometime purpose will take precedence over your plan. You might plan to go somewhere this afternoon, but God may purpose that you stop somewhere else. You got to take time to hear what the Lord God say. Be still and know that I'm God, and I'm God all by myself. Anybody trust the power of a loving God? See, Mary realized that my whole life done changed. I've been living one kind of way, but now I got a new life. I don't have a child, but I got to learn how to be a mother. I want to let you know that God will give you the insight of what you need to do. All you got to do is hold on to God's unchanging hand. I'm so glad this morning that I serve a mighty God. I'm so glad this morning that he's a God that won't let you down. Is anybody in the house this morning glad to know that you got the Lord on your side? You talked to the Lord before you got to the house. And after you got to the house, you lift up the name of Jesus. Anybody going to go out of these doors this afternoon? And you ought to go in the spirit of a mighty God. You ought to have a smile on your face. You ought to have joy down in your heart. Is anybody happy this morning to know that God is right there by your side? I'm so glad that I'm a child of a mighty King. I'm so glad that I can call on the name Jesus. There's power in the name Jesus. Anybody want to help me call Jesus? Because when you call on the Lord begin to work some things out. How many of you got some things you want God to work out? If you need God to work some things out in your life, then you ought to open up your mouth and say, oh Lord, I need you. I need you to step in my situation. Oh Lord, I need you to bless those that I'm not able to bless myself. I just want to thank you, God, for all that you've done for me. I want to thank you, God, for how you woke me up this morning. I want to thank you, God, for making a way out of no way. I want to thank you, God, for 36 years in ministry. I want to thank you, God, that you promised to go with me all the way. Now, as I go all the way, I'm going to have some good days and some bad days. But I'm so glad. I'm not worried about the rough side of the mountain, because God has a way of elevating you. God has a way of covering you. God has a way of making a way out of no way. Anybody know what I'm talking about? When you didn't know what was going to happen in your life, and out of nowhere God stepped in, and the enemy thought he had his foot on you, but you began to get up and declare, but God, I thought I was going through, but God, I thought I was down and out, but God, I thought I was all by myself, but God, I thought I never was going to change, but God. God's purpose will take precedence over your plans, no matter what you're planning to do. All of us, or most of us, the younger ones anyway, the older ones that got tired of Christmas. So there's a whole lot of young folk making a whole lot of plans, what they want to do for Christmas, what they want to get for Christmas. But you know, I just thank God for the old way. That old saying that said, as long as we got Jesus, we got everything that we need. Mary had plans, but God had purpose. And God's purpose will always override our plans.